Have you been following along on our new blog journey? If you have, then you know today is when we give you a sneak peek into life in Kennebunkport. We can't tell you everything. For a small town, there's a lot going on, no matter the season. And everyone experiences our little part of the world differently. For instance, most people arrive with thoughts of lobsters dancing in their dreams. Or steaming in a pot, I guess. As I have explained to more than one tourist searching for the best lobster roll in town, Jen and I are the only vegetarians for miles, so we can only go by what we've been told. Two things. I know we're not the only vegetarians, but close. And you are welcome. We like to think that for every lobster we don't eat, there's more for you when you get to town. Which brings me to a sneak peek into life as a vegetarian in a seaside village. First, we are not newbies to the meat-free life. Did I ever tell you how we met back in 1995? We were a couple of extraordinarily young vegetarians slicing meat in a deli in San Francisco. So no, we are not occasional fish eaters or people who think chicken is a vegetable. And we are excellent cooks. I even had my own veggie burger company. So we know how to put together delicious vegetarian meals with almost any ingredients. But no one wants to cook at home all the time. So where do we go to eat in the Kennebunks? My answer will reflect the before times, because we haven't stepped foot in a restaurant since last March. A go-to vegetarian spot, according to the World Wide Web, is Bandaloop, and they do have some tasty treats. Our favorite meal there is the crispy tofu appetizer with a kale salad. I know, you meat eaters are cringing, but they use Hiwa tofu, and there is a difference. And the sauces are crazy delicious. 50 Local in Kennebunk is our favorite place to go, if memory serves. While there, we enjoy the great atmosphere, wonderful staff, delectable drinks, and the chickpea spread or a cheese board. As vegetarians, we live the truth that the experience counts as much as the food. Old Vines has gotten pretty big since we first sat inside at the quiet bar for a great tapas-like veggie snack and a drink. We just noticed the chickpea spinach stew added to the menu, so we'll be heading over soon. There's Mekong Thai, or Pedro's, for a different flavor. And the Boathouse seems to be the only place left where they don't add fish sauce or bacon to their Brussels sprouts. If we don't want to cook, but plan to eat at home, Tallulah's is fantastic. The eggplant parmesan is the only good eggplant for at least 20 miles, and there are always appetizing appetizers in her well-stocked freezers. And last, definitely not least, Frinklepod Farm. Good people, good produce, good snacks, and great ingredients for a veggie and vegan life. Obviously, we'll have to give you more sneak peeks into life in Kennebunkport. There are beaches, trails, shops, and so many great people to tell you about. But for now, bon appetit!